The Pasco Utility District, one of two water suppliers in Burrillville, was an early backer of the proposed power plant. That's because Invenergy offered to remediate a contaminated well in town, previously shut down by a court order. It had plans to use filtered water from the well to cool the plant. General Manager Michael Kirkwood says the utility district supported that idea, but after more than a year of analysis,
we couldn't be assured it could be done safely, and we couldn't be assured that it wouldn't further stress the aquifer.
Last week, the town's other water supplier, the Harrisville Fire District and Water Department, also declined Invenergy's bid for water. The company said in a statement it will soon have a revised proposal to obtain water. Invenergy will need at least tens of thousands of gallons of water each day if the power plant is approved. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.